This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when we have a greater, more accurate glimpse of what President Trump's plans might be if and when he actually concedes that he has lost the presidency. He just tweeted his support for the governor of West Virginia, which is one of the two states where President Trump won absolutely overwhelming margins. In fact, in West Virginia and Wyoming, Joe Biden actually got less than 30% of the vote. Can you believe that? Complete wipeouts. So the governor of West Virginia says he is not recognizing Joe Biden as the duly elected president of the United States. And President Trump says, attaboy. Is that the way to go? What exactly is the purpose of these lawsuits? And how are they supposed to work out to overturn an election? There's actually probing coverage of that issue in the Wall Street Journal that I will share with you. We'll also be speaking with Grover Norquist about one of the big, big positive developments from the election, which is now, let's see, it's 9 days ago now that America went to the polls and voted. And they sent a very clear message about one issue in particular. And they did that by voting not only for specific candidates, but by voting on initiatives and propositions that were on the ballot in many, many states. The issue is taxes, of course, and what do the American people really believe about the idea of raising taxes, which was part of the original and ongoing Biden agenda? Is that going to fly in a Senate that is likely to be divided very closely, but with Mitch McConnell in control as the majority leader? That could be a very good thing for Biden. Who says so? George Will. George Will joins us a little bit later in this show, the dean of conservative columnists and somebody who actually has had the experience of having his looks compared to Mitch McConnell's, which George Will chooses to take as a compliment. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The question about the ongoing lawsuits is answered, I think, very effectively by a piece in the Wall Street Journal. And I think this is about as fair up-the-middle coverage as you will find anywhere. It's a fine piece by Rebecca Ballhouse and another Rebecca, whose name is Rebecca Davis O'Brien. I don't know either of them. But they obviously spent a long time digging into the legalities and coming up with this. President Trump's campaign is pursuing a patchwork of legal attacks in key states that have already been called for President-elect Joe Biden to mount a long-shot effort to try to prevent officials from certifying the results, advisors and lawyers involved said. Trump advisors have grown more vocal in conversations with the president in recent days that they don't see a path to victory, even if his legal efforts meet some success, a White House official said, though some advisors have continued to tell the president he still has a shot. An official said Mr. Trump understands that the fight isn't winnable, but characterized his feelings as, let me have the fight. One potential strategy discussed by the president's legal team would be attempting to get court orders to delay vote certification in critical states, potentially positioning Republican-controlled state legislatures to appoint pro-Trump electors who would then swing the Electoral College in the president's favor, according to people familiar with the discussions. Now, this is very, very complicated and very, very substantial, because all it says in the Constitution, it says that the state legislatures should determine the way electors are chosen. But all of the states don't just leave that for the legislature to determine every election year. There are statute laws. There are laws that say that the slate of electors that gets the most votes, and usually in the great majority of states, you're actually voting technically for a slate of electors who have already committed themselves to vote for Biden or to vote for Trump or to vote for Joe Jorgensen if you want to be part of that 1% who votes for the libertarian slate of electors. There are these slates of electors that you're electing. And what they are saying here in the Wall Street Journal is the basic aim of the Trump administration is to get Republican legislatures, and in three of the disputed states, there are Republican majorities in both houses of the legislature. That's true in Michigan, though they have a Democratic governor. And that is true in Arizona, where they have a Republican governor. And it's true in Georgia, where they also have a Republican governor. So if they're going after those three states, okay. Pennsylvania, they have a Republican legislature, but then they have a Democratic governor. Now, why is that important? Because this whole idea that the legislature can just seize power and say, no, we will choose the slate of electors that we want to send and forget what the people just voted, it's outrageous. I mean, it's beyond outrageous. This was an issue in the election of 1876, which was until now the most fouled up election we ever had. And there also, there was a situation where the Democratic candidate clearly had won. He won a majority of the popular vote, just as Joe Biden is winning a majority of the popular vote. He's winning 51% of the vote, which is a lot. It's the same kind of vote Obama won for his second term. It's the same kind of vote that Bush won for his second term, George W. Bush. It's the same kind of vote, 51%, that Jimmy Carter won in 1976 and then that Ronald Reagan won in 1980. So the idea that this was a blindingly close election, it wasn't. It wasn't. Was close in individual states. In one of them, in Georgia, they're already making out plans for the recount. But here's the story. They have a deadline under Georgia law to certify the results of the election, where it's the job of the Secretary of State and the Attorney General and other state officials to take a look at the votes and say, okay, these are the final vote totals that we're going with. Now, no one ever believes that that is 100% accurate. There are always going to be some mistakes here or there. And that's why you go through recounts. They're going through a hand recount in Georgia. But one of the points that George Will and many others have made is that since World War II, we have only had three elections in this country, none of them a presidential election, that have been overturned, reversed by recounts. And those elections have had margins of less than 400 votes, each of them. The minimum margin for any of the states that are under dispute right now is 14,000 votes in Georgia. It could be a little bit less than that in Arizona, but it also looks like Arizona is going to be going in the direction of Joe Biden, though by a very narrow margin. But in Michigan, it's 150,000 advantage for Joe Biden. In Pennsylvania now, it's over 50,000 advantage. It's more of a difference between Biden and Trump than there was a difference between Trump and Clinton last time. So how is this supposed to work, this idea that that they could delay the certification, and then because there would then be a risk of having your electoral votes counted at all, the legislature would step in and send a Republican electors to the federal government, and then it would be up to Mike Pence to count them or to Congress. No one knows exactly what the procedure would be if the legislature attempted to do that. And first of all, there's reason to believe that the Pennsylvania legislature, as I will point out to you, actually has already rejected this idea. So even if they're able to delay the certification by court order, where do they go from there? We will get to more of the details and the nitty-gritty. We'll also be speaking this hour to Grover Norquist about the tax.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing legal plan to try to get certification of votes postponed. And it's a very, very tough hill that the Trump legal team, the various attorneys that they have working on this in four different states, The four states are mostly Michigan and Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania. And if President Trump can get the vote reversed on three out of those four, well, then he would be president. But, of course, there's virtually no chance of that. There's no precedent for that. And the question I would put to people who are out there demonstrating for that, sending in money for this legal agenda, and there is a huge amount of fundraising going on from people who want to defend, in quotes, the election, is, okay, what are we trying to achieve here? Are we trying to achieve a re-vote, which has come up at times? We can't do that. I mean, somebody is going to have to take over as president on January 20th of next year, which is coming up quickly. And delaying the certification, the certifications are supposed to be coming up very quickly. Under law in Georgia, they are supposed to certify the final winner as a result of this hand recount that they're doing. And there's really no doubt that the final winner in Georgia is going to be Joe Biden. There has never, ever been a recount that has reversed more than a few hundred votes. Sometimes they'll do that. And that's why the recount that they went through in Florida ended up, their final count showed President Bush winning Florida by 537 votes. That's it. And initially on election night, he actually had a smaller margin than that. And so that's why they were recounting so ferociously, because when you're talking about a few hundred electoral votes, it could end up having a different result. But none of the other recounts that have actually taken place in this country in recent history have ever succeeded in reversing even 1,000 votes, let alone 10,000, let alone 14,000, let alone 50,000 or 150,000, which is the margin for Biden in some of the states that are being attacked here. And with the Wall Street Journal, and again, Wall Street Journal continues to be very fond, very supportive, very pro-Trump. But in this article, they say many of the advisors and lawyers who the reporters talked to from the Wall Street Journal said they doubt that the effort will succeed. And they say it is aimed largely at appeasing Mr. Trump, who has made clear that he believes the election was stolen from him and expects his legal team to keep fighting. Some of Mr. Trump's advisors and lawyers said there isn't an overarching legal theory or coordination between the campaign's efforts. The legal battle will likely conclude with Mr. Trump saying the election was rigged against him and that he fought the outcome, the White House said. I don't think there's really a coherent strategy, said one Republican official. One of the reasons for that, by the way, is that the strategy is supposed to be coordinated by David Bossi, who, to the very best of my knowledge, is not a lawyer. And David Bossi is the guy who used to be involved with the group Citizens United. He helped to produce that film about Hillary Clinton that led to the Supreme Court case, Citizens United, which ended up opening up more spending on issues-related material by private corporate groups. And by the way, and I'm a big supporter of Citizens United and good work there. But for a legal fight like this, the other problem with David Bossi is he was just diagnosed as positive with coronavirus. And he's kind of out of commission, so people are going all over the lot without some kind of strategy of how they get out of this thing. The Trump campaign, says the Wall Street Journal, has not presented evidence of widespread fraud in any of its legal claims. The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona asking judges to stop state officials from certifying the vote. It's supposed to be certified on November 20th, November 23rd, so it's soon. So it was less than 2 weeks. The similar request, a conservative legal group has made a similar request in Michigan State Court, where a judge is expected to rule this week. Few courts have ever considered these types of requests in the past, leaving few precedents. Legal experts said it is very unlikely the judges would block finalizing votes in a state unless there was evidence of massive and widespread fraud. The Trump campaign hasn't offered any evidence of fraud in Arizona and Pennsylvania. In Michigan, it has offered affidavits from Republican election challengers who say they were harassed, forcibly excluded from absentee ballot counting facilities, and witnessed tampering with scores of ballots. Okay? Serious matter. If any of that happened, it's illegal and the people should be punished. In Pennsylvania, the campaign's lawsuit contends the state didn't give observers enough access to ballot counters and gave voters in Democratic-leaning counties more opportunities to correct deficiencies in their mail-in ballots, denying Mr. Biden the 47 electoral votes in those three states, that's Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, would block his path to securing a majority. Mr. Biden leads by more than 50,000 votes, or almost 1% in Pennsylvania. About 146,000 votes, or almost 3% in Michigan, and by about 13,000 votes, or 0.4% in Arizona. That's according to the Journal. In Pennsylvania, government officials said the law does not allow the legislature to send up a pro-Trump set of electors, even if the certification is delayed. In an October opinion article, this is just a couple of weeks ago, in a Pennsylvania newspaper, the GOP majority leaders of Pennsylvania's state Senate and House said that the state legislature, quote, does not have and will not have a hand in choosing the state's presidential electors or in deciding the outcome of the presidential election. Okay, that was as recently as October, and it does seem to be highly relevant. A spokeswoman for the Office of Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, said Governor Tom Wolf, also a Democrat, will be the one to certify the electors selected by the popular vote in Pennsylvania. A spokeswoman for Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, said the office is confident it will certify election results on time. Arizona's courts have plenty of experience handling and expediting resolving election-related lawsuits within the very strict statutory deadlines, said the spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, whose name is Sophia Solis. Arizona is scheduled to certify its election results on November 30th. Michigan and Pennsylvania have deadlines of November 23rd. Okay, where do we go from here? And what do we take away that is enormously good news for those conservatives who do not want tax increases? People voted on this in the election. We'll talk about that with Grover Norquist coming right up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a surging coronavirus outbreak a red alert that requires all hands on deck in Congress.
Yesterday, our nation suffered a horrifying 144,000 new infections recorded, the eighth straight day of over 100,000 cases being reported.
The California Democrat holding her weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. Tropical Storm Etta is moving offshore over the Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center reporting the storm is about 40 miles north-northeast of Jacksonville, Florida, and is moving off to the same direction at about 15 miles an hour. Etta is expected to move offshore off the Carolinas tonight and early tomorrow before heading well east of the mid-Atlantic coast by late Friday. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Michael Medved show, conservatives know that there was a lot to celebrate on Tuesday night, and it's become even clearer since then. With big gains in the House of Representatives, it could be that there's a margin below 10 seats, which just sets up the House majority as a very inviting target in 2022, where historically that first midterm election, incumbent presidents' parties usually lose. With all of that going on, there was also incredibly good news on election night about efforts to raise taxes that were voted down even in liberal bastions like California and Illinois. Grover Norquist, who has been fighting high taxes for a half century, is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, weren't you a little bit surprised to see that some of these tax-raising initiatives were voted down in California?
In California and Illinois. In Illinois, the governor, the left-wing, very rich governor of Illinois, put at least $50 million of his own money behind a, not an initiative, the people didn't put on the ballot, but a referred question that the Democrat legislature put on the ballot, and it said, instead of our constitutional requirements for a single rate, flat rate tax, let's allow a graduated or progressive income tax in the future. And they put it on the ballot. It lost 55-45 with the governor himself putting the bill. And this isn't, you know, they said, look, only the top 1% will pay more. Well, yeah, year one, maybe. The Kennedy kids will get higher taxes, but not you. But years two, three, and seven, they'll come back for the rest of us. And Illinois gave as many votes to the no, never to a progressive income tax as to the candidate Biden, who wants an ever-increasing graduated progressive income tax at the national level. So mixed message there. go to California.
Yeah, and Biden won Illinois easily, of course. But the question I would have for you is that with these measures failing and Colorado even passing a tax deduction as you've reduction as you've written about in the Wall Street Journal, what is going to happen statewide across the country where we still have a majority of Republican governors and actually gained a governorship in Montana? But what's going to happen in terms of just paying bills? We have this record-breaking deficit. Do we need any revenue enhancements at all? And if we don't get revenue enhancements, in other words, more money coming into the government, where are we going to cut?
Well, there are two questions, one's federal, one state. At the state and local level, local governments actually did not lose much money during the pandemic because everybody had to keep paying their property taxes. Even businesses that were shut down by governors had to keep paying property taxes as if they were still running a barbershop or a restaurant. And so those that revenue came in, didn't really fall very much. States with high income taxes saw it go down. But states that were based on sales taxes and property taxes didn't have as much jump. Plus, in that first bill of a bailout or stimulus where Congress was reacting to the virus, they put a whole bunch of money to help states do something on the virus. There wasn't that much in the way of cost. So most states, except the truly stupid ones, have more money held over from that than they lost this last year in revenue. So they're really not, next year they're going to have to make some reforms. We have seen dramatic reductions in the number of government employees in a number of states and overall. You always see each year that the number of people in the private sector is increasing. The number of people in the government sector has been decreasing each month. So we have net a lot of growth. But state and local governments are actually trimming down a little bit. But that's more than they usually do if they just think everything's coming up roses. They don't have to pay attention. So I think we're in a good shape to say, no tax increase, let's reform government. Can I do the California good news on taxes?
Well, but you haven't talked yet about the federal problem.
Oh, at the federal level.
The federal problem with the deficit is real.
Yes, and you can't get bailed out by the federal government bailing itself out. What we do have there is right now, a two-seat margin for the Republicans in the Senate. And assuming that we hold that in Georgia, as we should, if we just do everything humanly possible, we should squeak it out. And that means no Green New Deal. That's $90 trillion we're not spending. It means no massive spending hike from Biden being president. That's $11 trillion, smaller than the $90 trillion, but still a lot. It also means no $4 trillion tax increase. And that means that the economy will keep growing. We're going to go back to the healthy Trump tax cuts, the healthy Trump deregulation. It'll take him a couple of years to undo the good stuff that Trump did on deregulation. And a great deal of it was done legislatively through that Congressional Review Act. So they can't reimpose the 16 regulations that were taken out by Congress. So unlike previous deregulation waves where you put it in, we take it out, you put it in, we take it out, we took it out under the Congressional Review Act, these extra regulations, with a law that says once Congress has removed an amendment, a regulation, any regulation that looks like that can only be reimposed by House, Senate, and President. So no more.
Okay, so obviously growth can take care of some of it, but when you're dealing with a $3 trillion yearly deficit, I mean, doesn't something have to be done in terms of major cuts?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the $3 trillion is because we did the extra stimulus this year. It's running about $1 trillion a year. So that's the problem every year is $1 trillion and getting worse because of entitlements. At the end of the day, this only gets fixed when we do for entitlements, for welfare programs, what we did for the families with dependent children, the stereotypical welfare program that Bill Clinton locked granted to the states and then simply put a cap on it not to grow faster than inflation. That saved a great deal of money. States actually looked for waste and fraud because it was their money now. They never cared when it was the federal government's money, but they were careful about not wasting it. and they targeted it to people who really needed it, and they did insist that you eventually get a job. You do that with Medicaid, which is health care welfare, and some of the other programs. There's a great deal of savings you can make over a decade, trillions of dollars.
Wouldn't this have to be some kind of joint effort spearheaded by Mitch McConnell, assuming he continues as majority leader, God willing, and President Biden? Wouldn't it need that kind of focus?
For the next 4 years, yes. But had you a Republican president to go with a Republican House and Senate, it can be done through reconciliation with 51 votes. We were going to do that until we lost that Alabama seat. The Trump White House had signed off on just this approach. And it was very, very disappointing that we lost that Alabama seat and we no longer had our margin to do it. But we could do it 4 years later if everybody does their homework and elects a different house, better house, and a new president who focuses on this issue.
That's Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. We'll post a link at our website to his piece, Voters Mostly Reject Tax Hikes, which I think you can't read it without being encouraged that not every battle is lost, regardless of elements of the election that may have disappointed you. When we come back, we'll talk about the state of play concerning that crucial Georgia runoff, on which so much depends, because if the Republicans don't win at least one of those seats, then I'm afraid we have Chuck Schumer as a majority leader, which is not something that any conservative would welcome. We also have a new statements by Chuck Schumer talking about what he considers to be his mandate. It's kind of scary. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVed History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Medved show this morning, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi spoke with media about the election and what they perceived as Joe Biden's mandate, which is a dubious proposition, really, when you actually look at the divided nature of this election result. Most people assumed the Republicans would lose control of the Senate. They still could. But it's less and less likely, and Republican senators, including people like Susan Collins and Joni Ernst and Tom Tillis, won Senate races where they had been given very little chance, and good for them. Here is Chuck Schumer speaking this morning about the COVID relief package that they're trying to get together on and pass before there is a change over to a new Congress and a new president. This is Senator Schumer of New York. Listen.
McConnell is sticking to his emaciated bill, which he's tried twice and didn't get a Republican vote. That's sort of a non-starter. And then he said, because we have a vaccine, there's even less need for a bill. Vaccine makes greater need for a bill because it has to be distributed fairly and equitably, and there needs to be education that it's healthy and everything else. Second, the biggest change since Election Day is that Donald Trump, who was not for helping us in COVID and who was against the HEROES bill, has lost. That was an overwhelming referendum by the American people. So, yes, we think there has been change. It should move things in our direction. We're willing to sit down and talk. They haven't wanted to talk. They seem to have stuck to their position.
Okay, the idea of sitting, turning around and talking or thinking that there were literally thousands of voters who thought, oh, yeah, we've got to get Trump out because he didn't support the HEROES bill. What percentage of voters do you think focused on that issue, as Senator Schumer suggests? I think that is very, very unlikely. And then there is Nancy Pelosi talking about what she perceives to be a mandate. But I think it's a very dubious proposition. Listen.
What Joe Biden got in this election was a mandate to address the challenges that our country faces, as well as to have a positive initiative on how to grow the economy in a fair way. And in order to do that, we must address the COVID, the pandemic.
Okay, if you're talking in those general terms, sure. Of course, everybody wants, including people who didn't vote for Joe Biden, everybody wants the President of the United States to address the pandemic and to make sensible moves to try to get a coordinated and, one would hope, united federal response. And united federal response leading the way for various states without stepping on the entire essence of federalism. That, it seems to me, is something that they actually should be able to do, to reach some agreement, because the Congress is not going to be changing in any really deeply substantial way. It could if the Democrats decide to get rid of Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. I don't think that will happen. But we will go to what Kevin McCarthy in his press conference, the Republican leader, who is going to have some extra members backing him up, we'll go to what he had to say a little bit later. There's a good email that came in from Robert J. Scott from Auburn, Washington. And Robert says, again, you are missing the point on the election challenges. Most of us do not think the results will be reversed. Good. But the fact is that rules were changed or ignored last minute in many states, and the unprecedented amount of mail-in ballots, make this election uniquely friendly to both fraud and mistakes. I have zero doubt that there are countless examples of both throughout the country. However, the idea of the challenges is that they need to happen to help alleviate the doubts that many of us have in the system. If that is the only thing that comes of them, then that is still a noble goal. Millions of us have grave doubts about the fairness and integrity of elections that predate Trump. After living through the Dino Rossi fiasco, he's talking about the gubernatorial race of 2004, 16 years ago, it's hard not to. So let Trump have his days in court, and if it takes the 37 days we gave Al Gore, then so be it. Faith in this particular system is too critical to not explore all issues and fix them, even if they don't affect the outcome. So please stop going on and on about how the challenges won't change anything. We both know that is not the point. It is the point when you're interfering with a presidential transition. And the difficulty right now, Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, who is a very conservative Republican and a strong supporter of President Trump, has, because he's deeply concerned about national security and national security issues, has talked about the necessity of giving Joe Biden his top secret clearance, giving his team that he is putting together right now. He's already named his White House chief of staff. It's going to be Ron Klain, who has worked with him many, many times. And one of the things here is that when you talk about undermining confidence in an election process, where, honest to goodness, many Republican observers and many Republican secretaries of state were enormously relieved at how well everything worked out, considering some of the difficulties with the virus. There is a story involving the Commonwealth Secretary, Kathy Buchvar, in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania election officials cannot count mail-in ballots that were not verified by November 9th, regardless of an instruction given to them by Commonwealth Secretary Kathy Buchvar, a Commonwealth court judge ruled today. That means a Pennsylvania judge. The decision by President Judge Mary Hannah Leavitt voids a November 1st directive Buchvar issued to election officials in all 67 counties. In that directive, Buchvar said those officials had until November 12th to verify the identities of the voters who cast mail-in ballots. What she's saying is they can't count ballots that were not verified by November 9th. Does this mean that it is likely to change anything in Pennsylvania? No, because they have segregated those late arriving ballots, because this has been the point that is under litigation. The big issue is this, is that in terms of a state Supreme Court directive in Pennsylvania, they had required giving 3 extra days more than the law allowed. And because that is pending Supreme Court potentially review, or even reconsideration by some lower level federal court, because it is a federal election and it can go over to federal court, with all of that pending, they have very carefully done exactly what Justice Alito suggested. They have, from the beginning, segregated the late arriving ballots. Without the late arriving ballots, Biden is still ahead, and ahead by more than 50,000 votes. And Joe Manchin is also in the news, and he's in the news in two responses with basically some challenges against people who were on his left and people who were on his right. Joe Manchin tweeted, "Defund the police, defund my butt. I'm a proud West Virginia Democrat. We are the party of working men and women. We want to protect Americans' jobs and health care. We do not have some crazy socialist agenda, and we do not believe in defunding the police." That's very important for a Democratic senator to say in a closely divided Senate. In response to Manchin's tweet, the irrepressible Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sent out a photo of herself staring him down during a joint session of Congress with disdain. That photo has 40,000 likes. It's not a joint session of Congress. What it is the State of the Union address that President Trump gave at the very beginning of this year, which was one of his best speeches, by the way. And it shows Joe Manchin smiling and applauding, and she's not staring him down. She's sitting right behind him. Remember, all the Democrats were dressed in white, the Democratic females. I think it was a kind of Handmaid's Tale kind of thing. And she's wearing her white suit, and she looks like a very sick and unhappy puppy. Noah Rothman rightly points out AOC's tweet may win Twitter, but Manchin's tweet is going to help win races, certainly for people like Joe Manchin. He should live and be well and help the sane side of politics in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.